My name's Gabriel Shipton. I'm the brother of Julian Assange. And I'm here today because Julian can't be with us today. Julian right now is in a 3 by 2 meter cell in a maximum security prison just outside of London. He spent the last 5 years in that prison fighting extradition to the United States, where they want to give him 3 life sentences, 175 years in prison, for telling the truth. For telling the truth about overseas wars, for telling the truth about dead civilians in Iraq, for telling the truth about torture in Guantanamo Bay, and for telling the truth about a global network of corruption that works hand in glove with corporate media, the State Department, and the intelligence community. I wanted to think about what to say today, and I you know, always look back at what Julian said, and one of the great things that I see graffitied all over the place on signs that Julian said is that if wars can be started by lies, then peace can be started by truth. And throughout history, time and time again, it's key that we understand that every single war has been started by a lie. If you go back to the Vietnam, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, started by a lie. The Iraq War, the great WMD lie. These are significant historical facts that we need to understand in order to understand what is going on around us and what our governments are doing in our name. But the other side of this is that with truth, we can build peace. And we saw the great whistleblower, Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers that brought an end to the Vietnam War. We saw Chelsea Manning, a US Army private who leaked to Julian, who leaked all this information that led to the end of the Iraq War. And I don't know if anybody remembers, but you know, when these leaks came out, when WikiLeaks was publishing, it was an incredible time. We could read information, we could read actual information from within these institutions, from within the US military, from within the State Department, their actual thoughts, their words, what they were hiding from us. It shook this military-industrial complex that exists, this transnational military elite that pushes these wars. It shook them so much that they were convinced that they needed to kill Julian. That's how scared they were. There was a CIA plot to kidnap and to murder Julian while he was in the Ecuadorian embassy. That's how much they scared him. That's how much he scared them. What he did, what Julian did, was he flipped the surveillance, where those who were surveilling us became the surveilled, and that scared them, that freaked the shit out of them. And that's why it's so important that we defend whistleblowers, that we defend Julian, that we stand up for him, because he is the voice, he is our voice, he is the voice of the people, and we must keep fighting to free him. So thank you everyone, and can I just get a free Julian Assange?
Free, free Julian Assange.
Free, free Julian Assange.
Free, free Julian Assange.
Thank you.